I am the poet who speak about the unseen to inspire my generation. This is a new beginning. Dawn has suddenly turned to day, chasing away all particles of darkness to awaken me from my slumber. At this expensive hour, with my pen in motion to paint the misfortunes of the previous year, it was already an early glorious morning. Weave with a joyous beginning by the cool breeze of the nearby trees, and not another day with a faking smile that only causes us mess and unseen tears. I embrace the beauty of a new bright sunrise, giving rise to a new graceful and glorious dawn, signaling a new year of great fortunes and prosperity is born. But wait, is it really going to be a sweet new year or one that will turn out to be sour? Just like the previous year that has visited us with its ugly power. I may be pleased with my revelation, but stories of the past still cast a shadow of doubt on my realization. Now I'm left with a mixed feeling and a moment of confusion. The best beginning of our lives may sometimes end in sorrow, but even on our darkest days, the sun will still shine tomorrow. Such was the tragedy and mystery of 2020. For some people, it wasn't that bad, so it was 50-50. But for the majority of us and the entire world, it was the worst in history. We were carried away by sentiment, and that landed us in resentment. A year that was promised to make our dreams come true left us in the end with no breakthrough. We were faced with serious crises, various waves of accidents, political disputes, untimely deaths, and coronavirus cases were on the rises. Still fresh in our minds that we can't resist being afraid because of each economic crisis. It's so pathetic to compile the stories of this tragic year in the books of history. Even more hurting when generations unborn try to comprehend the mystery, and more complicated to understand how death has ended lives untimely. Look at the sudden demise of His Excellency Jerry John Rawlings, former and longest serving president of the Republic of Ghana, a brave man and a soldier for that matter, not forgetting Mr. Sir John, who was the former general secretary of the NPP, and some other prominent celebrities, all got drawn in the pool of untimely death. They left us when their services were still needed, while ordinary people like you and I are given a new beginning, a new year, and a new opportunity. Who else to praise than the Most High of the University, He that commands the seven universe and everything that exists in the world, He that has the power to shake the entire world with a deadly disease, so deadly that we were completely overwhelmed by its gloom and breeze, citizens not even allowed to cough or sneeze, family ties broken, living relationships at ease, shaking hands or hugging our loved ones was forbidden. Our parents became jealous because they were abandoned for our elbows. Our faces were masked like Batman. At every meeting or public gathering, we couldn't even sit face to face. We were forced to observe some distance to prevent the virus from showing its ugly face, because it cares less about your race. Schools were closed down and students were lonely, so scared of the virus that we cannot even study. Workers always at home like every day was the 1st of May. Observing case counts was the norm each and every day. Quarantine became our new Valentine. Celebrities and extroverts all indoors because government has drawn the line. Boredom became so normal that everyone thinks it's fine. Use of sanitizers suddenly became the new prime. Our hands were being tied up, and it seems to mean the only solution was death. Many were deceased because of this disease. Our bodies were shivering with a bunch of crazy thoughts. But like our people say, time is always the greatest healer. Despite all the tragic happenings of 2020 that claims numerous lives, you and I survived. Not by our power or might, rather by the might and power of our Maker. 2020 was not bad after all, because we have learned that God is indeed above all. Now it's time for a new beginning, and I welcome you to a new year, our year of grace and glory. But that is not to call for celebration with rhymes, rather to be thankful and pray a million times. O Lord of the merciful, we have admitted that your power is the mightier. Destroy every past that make us cry, and wipe our sorrowful tears that never dry. Lead us in our quest for glory, and glory shall be given unto your name. Ambitious the poet.